East Coast Breakfast.
We have a very special guest with us this morning, originally from Durban, South Africa. He's now the winner of Breakout Australian Artist, winner of the World Championship of Performing Arts, nominated for an Australian Music Award, star of a hit TV show, and more. But he's returning to his roots. Ladies and gentlemen, Dom Musinyera, please welcome back to South Africa and the beaches of KwaZulu-Natal, Jared Williams.
Hey guys, how you going?
How are you, man?
I'm good, thank you.
So how old were you when you left us, when you deserted us?
Oh, I was a baby. I left in 97. Yeah. And then...
How old were you in 97? I was trying to do the math. Can we do the math?
So I'm 25 now.
Yeah.
So...
Let's say around 10-ish.
Yeah, let's do that.
Were abducted. You didn't leave willingly.
No, my parents actually got a job overseas in Australia.
Yeah.
And then we moved there to get a better life. And then I was doing all this music stuff, and it was starting to pop off.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I need to come home and let everyone know that I'm doing this so that they all know who I am.
And so that's why you're back.
That's why I'm back.
So is it your parents who've influenced that subtle South African twang that's still there? Because unlike most people who go to Australia for like a day and come back like, what an amazing trip I had. Australia was amazing.
Yeah, mate.
You can actually, you're allowed an accent.
Yes.
But you still got that twang of South Africa.
No, this is still my accent. I haven't lost my accent yet at all.
But can you do the Australian accent?
I mean, I can if I have to.
Like if you were on Australian radio right now, mate.
Like I go, hey, how you going? Yeah. My name's Jared and it's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, nice, mate.
No, wait, so then do South African accent.
Hello, how are you?
Hold on, wait. Pretty good. You know I am not hearing much of a difference.
Is it the same?
Can you do the New Zealand accent?
No, I can't.
No one can. It's fine.
Yeah, bro. Nice to meet you, cuz.
It's from New Zealand.
I'm from New Zealand.
But you're a muso, right? So you're going to eventually have to speak to Americans, like a la Charlize Theron. Can you do like an American accent? Just a stock standard New York American accent.
American accent. Hey, dude. Oh, no, I suck at these accents.
So you're on an American show right now, American Idols, and I'm saying to you, all right, so what are your dreams? Where do you want to be in 10 years?
Yeah, I would like to be a multi-platinum selling artist.
You sound Australian.
Hey, so I want to know, Jared, you've been gone for, what did you say, 15 years? Wait, no, wait.
It's 97, so that's what.
77,
oh, my gosh, that's like 20
years. Almost 20 years.
Yes.
You obviously have memories of South Africa from when you were younger.
Yes.
Can you tell me what you remember of home before you left? I mean, keeping in the positive.
Right. So every Boxing Day, well, Christmas Day, we'd go to my grandmother's house and we'd, like, the whole family come in. We'd do, like, Christmas lunch and we'd, you know, just catch up with all the family and do family stuff.
Yeah.
And then on Boxing Day, we'd go to Water Wonderland.
Oh, yeah.
And we used to get sunburnt as hell because
where Suncoast is now.
Yeah, where Suncoast is now. And we used to get sunburned so badly because no one used to put sunscreen on.
We did look at sunscreen. Did you ever do kamikaze as a kid? That one hectic slide that would always give you a wedgie.
Yeah, and you'd panic at the start because you thought you were going to fall off the slide.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, now, Jared, so you were abducted to Australia.
Yes, my parents abducted me.
Then you started your music career. As you said, you're coming back here because you want to launch something here in South Africa, and we're very proud of that.
Yes.
Here in Durban, here in South Africa.
Yes.
But how did... tell us a little bit of this successful journey in Australia.
Okay, so what happened was I did Idols there in Australia, which was kind of like the kickoff.
Yeah.
I did pretty well there. I was still a teenager, I think 15 or so.
Yeah.
When I did it, and I got to like the semis, which was just before the top 10 was chosen.
Oh, nice.
And then I got knocked out, but then I said, hey, let me keep going.
Mm.
And then what happened was...
You sounded a little bit Australian.
I think it sounds Australian.
I think it's like intertwined or something. I don't know.
No, I like it. And then what happened?
And then I got an opportunity to audition to represent Australia at the World Championships of Performing Arts.
Oh, wow.
And then I got selected for Australia and I went to LA. They took me to LA.
Because that's the thing about you. You're not just a singer. You're a singer. You're an actor. You're a model.
Yes.
You're a presenter, radio presenter, broadcaster presenter.
Correct.
Kind of an overachiever. You're
a little bit of
I tried to put myself out there, you know, so that I can, you know, hopefully catch something.
Yeah.
So what happened after the Australian production stuff?
Yep. So what happened was I went to LA.
Mm-hmm.
And then I competed against 5,000 other performers in like vocal R&B, jazz, and pop.
Yeah.
And I ended up winning.
No, stop.
I won. I won.
And I became a winner, Jared.
for those categories, I became champion of the world.
So, That's so cool.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, maybe I should keep going. I think I might be onto something.
Well, what do you win for becoming champion of the world? Is it like a t-shirt?
It was a massive trophy. And then obviously I got to meet all these executives in...
Do they give you an island or something?
Not like that. I wish.
Get a helicopter, man.
But I wish. No, I got to meet all these record execs and...
So you got to make some deals, some relationships going forward.
Yeah, some good relationships.
So now you're here. Yes. You've popped in because you want to give us an exclusive play of your brand new single, Slow It Down.
Yes, Slow Down on it, yes.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're just going to get into a little bit of news here and some traffic and some sport.
Sure.
And then because you're a radio presenter, I want you to introduce your own song.
Got you.
Like this is your show.
Yes.
You cool with that?
Hello, this is Jared, and you're listening to Slow Down on It.
Okay.
Gotcha.
We have a special guest with us this morning, the winner of the World Championships of Performing Arts in Los Angeles, Durban-born and fled, just returned from Australia. Jared is about to introduce his new single.
Yes, correct.
First time play.
Yes.
Go for it.
Hey, this is Jared. You're listening to East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. If you love what you're hearing, WhatsApp us on 061-792-9495. Here it is, my new single, Slow Down on It.
Woo!
I'll be waiting for you all night long, trying to find out how to take you home. Excuse me, miss, but I'll be wanting more. On the low, been trying to get you on your own. Can you show me how you work that body? Hands on your low up on me. Girl, I love it when you touch me there, but slow down on it. Show me how you work that body. Hands on your low up on me. Girl, I love it when you touch me there, but slow down. It's cold as ice, setting me alight. Girl, you better get it ready. I'll be rocking rock steady. All the ways I'm holding down to your waist. No, no, I can't all up in your face. I've been trying to get you on your own. Can you show me how you work that body? Hands on your lap on me. Girl, I love it when you touch me there, but slow down on it. Show me how you work. Spin around and take it off, go low, low. You be messing with my head, getting me so close. Now let me switch around, make you wanna say love on me, love on me, love on me, love me. Touch on me, touch on me, touch on me, touch me.
Slow down on it, huh?
Yes.
Slow down on it. 8:39 on East Coast Breakfast. What did you think?
Hey, how sexy is the song? And that accent. Woo!
Yeah.
Well done. I'm so proud. Thanks for coming back to SA. Whoop, whoop.
Thank you.
We just got one from Annie as well. She says, hey, the beats have got my head bopping. I love it.
So, Darren, I was just speaking to Jared while Slow Down on It was playing, and I was asking him, has he made a music video yet? And he said, no, he's going to be making it in South Africa, which is super exciting. But then I said, who do you choose to be the hot girl? The one's going to be, show me how you work that part. And he said, it's just get a casting agency because it's quite awkward if you have a hot friend and
she doesn't know how to be sexy on camera.
Yeah.
Because I always thought,
you can't just go up to someone on the beach and say, you could be sexy in my music
vibe.
Video.
Because like I said to him now, I was like, Jared, you know, if you have a girlfriend or something and you have to say to her, look, I love you a lot, but you're not hot enough for my video.
It's good when you have like groups, like just say if you're doing like a pool scene and they all like just bouncing around with like drinks in their hand and chilling, then it's all right.
But if like, it's a sexy scene,
yeah, it's like she's gonna have to not feel awkward when the camera's like in your face, and you have to pretend like you actually.
And when you do your videos, are you like the guy that goes like I'm super cool? Like you look at the camera, and you do that hand to your face, like that R&B gesture.
Do you do that?
Are you like the I'm sexy, I'm cool?
Yeah, I mean, like give or take, if it's required, I have to do it.
But of course, I mean, this is the performing artist winner. This is the
champion.
Of course. So if you have to have
different faces, you know. Sometimes you have to be a sad person, then you have to be cool, then you have to be like the man.
You got your accolades in LA. You're making it big in Australia. This is a personal decision. You've decided to come back, and this is you've asked us to release this.
Yes.
So that we can let people know you want to do it here. You want to start doing some stuff here.
This is my hometown.
This is it, man. Yeah. And did you? Is it a true story? I heard via the grapevine that you opened for Brian McKnight.
Yes.
What was that like?
It was amazing. That was in LA.
Yeah.
It was called the Nokia Theatre back then.
Yeah.
And I opened for him. And
did you knock here first? Huh? Before you opened?
No.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah, so I opened for Brian McKnight, and then I was on the bill with like Lloyd and Jay Holiday and Eric Bellinger and the group Next.
Just how did you get that gig?
Oh, you know, like I knew some people, and then I was friends with some of them in LA.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we're coming to tour your country. And I said, oh, get me on. And then
they took it seriously.
They're like, yeah, bro, get on.
So you know when you're young, there's a teacher or someone in your life that goes, hey, you're really good at art, you should think about it. And that person, is there someone in your life that first told you you're not so bad at singing?
Yeah, my granddad. Because when I first started, well, I didn't even know I could sing. I was 8 or 7, and he said, just sing me Happy Birthday.
And you were like, oh, happy birthday.
Yeah. And then at the end, they were like, oh, damn, like you can actually sing a little bit.
Nice.
And then they pursued it. And then they actually, my granddad.
They pursued it.
No, so they did.
They were making cash off you.
They did. My granddad actually took me.
Just sign this contract here. I know you can't sign, you're only 7, but just sign here.
Yeah.
And he became your manager.
You know, he did. He took me for my demo and everything.
So what's the dream, hey? I mean, we've got a couple of really big South African exports. We've got Charlize Theron.
Yes.
We've got Ladysmith Black Mombazo. We've got Black Coffee. We got Trevor Noah.
Yes.
Are you like, you want to get into that WhatsApp group?
Yes, 100%. I want to be like Grammys, all of that on TV, representing SA to the fullest.
Okay, so I was going to ask you that.
Yes.
South African or Australian at heart?
South African.
Who do you support when the
box?
Oh, okay, 100%.
The box. My friend, me and my friends will come to my house. And there'll be the Wallabies there and the box on this side.
Nice.
And it'll be like a fighting match.
Right. Really?
And then we'll just get wasted and then have
fun. You should make that a music video.
Yeah.
Listen, if people want to get a hold of your stuff, where's the place to go?
Okay, so you can follow me on Instagram at JaredOfficial, which is JARID Official.
Ooh, official's even there.
You know what it is.
You know you're making a big air.
Blue tick and everything.
Yep. You can go on my website, which is www.jaredworld.com. You can follow me on Facebook, which is facebook.com/JaredOfficial. And you can watch my YouTube videos on my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/TheJaredWilliams.
So are you someone that needs a lot of production when you're singing? Or if we had to say to you, like in the studio right now, could you just sing for us? Would that be?
Because we've got a couple of karaoke backtracks.
Yes, I could sing.
You can sing live?
Just like that. So we go, we're going to choose something. And Jared
morning voice, but I can say.
we're just going to play a backtrack and we're going to ask you to do like a karaoke cover for us.
Sure.
All right, coming up.
Yo, homie, your music rocks, man. Welcome back to home. Welcome back home, man.
Yes.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
South Africa's number one breakfast show.
According to the Liberty Radio Awards
2019. East Coast Breakfast.